and people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. Welcome to Feedback. It's Open Phone Friday. We're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about today. 715-845-2155. Come on, don't be afraid. Jump in and take control of the program. You know you want to. The back burner over here simmering at a low boil. I have a controversial story about a school in Northern California that tried to celebrate Black History Month by having a special lunch for the all-girl student body. Things didn't go exactly as planned. Thanks for calling, Andy. You're up first. What's on your mind?
Hey, just calling about something you said yesterday regarding the Ken Ham Bill Nye debate that kind of disturbed me.
Okay.
So, two things. One, I was just thinking about, you talked about the God not creating something that would cause confusion in terms of the age of the earth. And when I think when you look at the evidence, say, for instance, the Grand Canyon, you can look at that from two different viewpoints. You know, one, you look at it with your with the evolutionist glasses and you see millions of years of erosion. Mm-hmm. And you look at it with the creationist young earth viewpoint and you see a catastrophic event wiping through there, similar to what Mount St. Helens did in a couple of weeks.
Okay,
but what disturbed me about it is you're saying God wouldn't create confusion by this evidence, but then you're saying, well, he's willing to lie to us in his word.
No, I did not say that. I did not say that.
Well, I mean, that's what I implied from it. If he's not willing to deceive us through the evidence, then he must be willing to not tell us the truth in the Bible, because the Bible says 6,000 years, essentially, when you add up the ages of the...
It's an interesting interpretation of what I said, but that's not what I said at all, and I apologize that my communication was faulty, that you get the impression I think God would lie to us and all. My point was, and then we're going to be done with this, God does not lie. God is incapable of lying to us. God cannot sin. God cannot deceive us. Deception, lie, did not come from God. Comes from the other team. Okay? Does that help? Does that clear
right.
it up?
So then I couldn't understand how you justify millions of years then.
Okay.
If he says sin entered the world through Adam and
listen,
death
listen.
Sin.
For us to make the assumption that we completely understand how God did it is arrogant. Many people believe a scriptural, literal timeline of the Bible, 6,000 years for creation. I am not one of those. There is an abundance of physical evidence that shows millions of years, if not billions of years. How God did it is that's up to God. That's a God explanation. I'll ask him when I'm standing in front of him. If at the time I stand in front of him, it's important. I'm getting the impression there's going to be a lot of other things on my mind, like, sorry, oopsie. You know what I'm saying? If it's important when I stand in front of him, then I'll ask him then. I don't think it's going to be. All right, let's go to our next caller.
It's the Common Dustman.
Common Dustman. Okay.
How you doing, gentlemen?
I'm fine. What can we
is
do?
Is that your Twitter handle and your Facebook handle, or do you introduce yourself to people on the street as the Common Dustman?
No, the only time I use that title is specifically when I call this show, and I haven't called it for quite some time.
Last I know.
Time I called Pat was there, and I've talked to you a few times, Tom.
I do not believe I have ever spoken to you. Thank you.
No, and as a matter of fact, I wanted to say welcome to WSAU in the area. I mean, you are awesome, dude, because I've been listening to this program since it was 5:50 a.m. and nobody knew about it, and then it went to 99.9, and I went all over the place putting it on everybody's radio. I'm a contractor; I meet a lot of people, and it's just I love it.
Thank you, man.
Do a great job.
We owe you marketing fees.
I mean, the first thing I got is a question. I mean, I'm a native to Minnesota, Wisconsin. I grew up on the dairy farm, so I understand the farm culture and switched into construction and. My question to you, sir, is what exactly is, and this is going to show some of my ignorance, what exactly is a collard bean?
A collard bean?
Yeah, these collard beans that I hear.
No. Collard green.
Collard green. What is a collard green?
Are you serious? Oh, son, there's collard greens, there's mustard greens, there's turnip greens. It's the coming from a farming background.
It's the stuff that people up here don't want to eat is what it is.
What are them collard beans? No, don't you know? Right away, let me get you some. No, it's if they're cooked properly, they're delicious. If not cooked properly, some can be quite bitter. I think mustard greens are some of the worst. But collard greens, there's nothing like collard greens, a little bit of hot pepper juice on them, some fried chicken, cornbread.
Watermelon.
Now, why do you have to go there?
Because you wanted to talk about that story from California. You're leading right into it.
I like watermelon. I do. I've eaten it since I was a kid. I love it. I hate the seeds, but I love the watermelon.
I don't mean to get offensive, but this is making me hungry here. No, the reason that I called I have a lot of respect for you, so I hope you don't get angry and hang up on me. But I've heard you make a comment before. And, this is it. So, no, but I've heard you make a comment before, and I just want to say, growing up in the farm culture, we raised a lot of our own animals, we butchered them and stuff, and, I wanted to make just a comment because, farmers need to grow their crops, and so I want to be careful how I say this because I understand these things, but we used to keep a good track of our animals as we were slaughtering them and raised our own food. We used to butcher a cow and a couple pigs each year to stay alive, and the old-timers told us, and they were, they told us when we're butchering our animals to kind of, we could indicate the health of our animals. We were stewards and we cared about what we were eating and feeding our families,
Right.
And so the pigs were kind of our litmus test. As we were butchering our pigs, we'd kind of take a look at things in there and we'd see how everything's working and the health of our animals. And
Sounds fun.
Pigs by nature, they always have had discrepancies that you would have to cut out of the meat as you were slaughtering them. But we noticed... there's just these things that you don't want to talk about that you have to clean and get rid of the meat as you're preparing it and getting ready to smoke the hams and the bacon and whatnot. So, but there was a direct correlation when we switched to some of the genetic modified strains that started to show up within the health of our animals. And
really?
One of the things that we noticed were the pigs, the intestines and stuff like that, they had... a lot more lesions, and there were these ulcers and these things like this, within these animals. And, pigs really don't care what they eat. And cows are a little bit more finicky, and there's so much inside a cow that is not what you look at. So I can't speak to the issues of the cows, but it sounds a little gross, but an old-timer told me, pork is the closest thing to human flesh, and that's why the indication of these animals was so important to us and my ancestors. And it's like... we really seen on the ground firsthand and talked about these things with the other people around us, and we seen that pigs grow fast. We only kept them for a few years. We didn't sell a lot on the market, but you could definitely see in the digestive system of these animals the differences and the health quality and standard of these animals drop as we were switching to the GMO food. So that's why some of us are concerned about some of these issues, and I just don't want to be a flake about it.
No. Being concerned and being wary of a problem, that doesn't make you a flake. Believing false science, then you're starting to walk on the flaky side. But what I would like to see, and I'm going to let you go so we can go to our first commercial.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much for calling
in. Great job.
What I would like to see more is clinical studies of, if pigs are showing indication of intestinal issues because of GMO corn, I'm assuming that's what he was talking about, and other grains that was being fed, let's do some clinical studies on human beings. Let's see if the GMO actually has effect on human beings and do real clinical trials. Good grief, they offered us $3,000 to go over to Minnesota, get inoculated with the flu, and take a vacation in the hospital for 9 days. Let's do it for a human being.
And how do we know if it was coming from that or from the... rubber-soled chemical that is in our Subway bread that we're eating. There's so much crap in the food we eat. So many chemicals, so many preservatives, so much garbage.
Yep.
How would we know what is causing any problem that would crop up?
You enjoy that Dinty Moore stew there, brother. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. This is Open Phone Friday. You get to call the shots, what we're talking about, 715-845-2155. Okay, Bill, you're up. What's on your mind?
The other day, a few days back, you fellas, issue was brought up about no touching. In other words, infants.
Yeah.
And I'm from the greatest generation. I'm a long time back.
Okay.
Yet you came, I think it was you and your partner there, said something, no touch. But, you know, we represented years ago, we represented when a mother or a grandmother may wear their badge of motherhood, their safety pins on their apron. When they touched those infants, those babies in those days, they were communicating a love,
right,
a bond.
Right.
And yet you took the attitude of no touch.
Right.
I realize that's your choice, but there's okay. No communication ever between you and that youngster.
No. Hold on a second. You're misunderstanding the point.
I imagine I am.
I did not want a stranger touching my child. The circumstance that we were talking about is my wife and I were at dinner, and our infant was there at the table with us in the little high seat or high chair, and a complete stranger came up and touched my child's head. That is what I have a problem with. If I don't know you, I don't know who you are, and I don't know what your intentions are, you do not touch my child. And, sir, that is more for your safety than for my child's, because if you touch my child inappropriately, you die.
On the spot. That's a terrible attitude.
No, it's not, because I am going to protect my child. Sir, I'm going to protect my child.
Yes. There's no question about that.
And there are a lot of, and I'm not saying you, please understand this, I'm not saying you, but there are a lot of dirtbags out there that get inappropriate pleasure from touching children, and they are not going to touch my child that way.
I'm talking about an older lady.
Yes, it
grandma.
Was an older couple that touched my child, and I got news for you. If you don't think old people are perverts, then you've got another think coming. Some of the most disgusting individuals that are walking this earth are old, creepy perverts that get sexual pleasure from touching children. And if one of those dirtbags touch my child, they die.
No. That's a bad thing.
Now, if you think that I don't give my child affection, then no. I made an inappropriate, I miscommunicated.
Well, you did not use the word
stranger
the other day.
I hug my child, and I give my child great affection. My family, we all do.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yes, but strangers do not touch my child. And the sad part of it is that there are too many freaks, weirdos, and pervs out there that I don't know whether you're coming up to touch my child in a loving way or if you're a creep. And it is for your protection, because if you're a creep, you're going to end up paying the penalty.
I'm glad when I wake up in the morning, I see a different attitude in life than you. You're something very negative. I'm sorry, sir, but you are
sir.
A negative person.
I'm not a negative person. I'm a very positive person, but I am a very protective animal when it comes to my family.
And you're the same person at the end of the show, the last 10 minutes, if you can get your word in there, about doing the best you can type of thing.
Yeah.
Sir,
protecting my family is doing the best I can. Sir, let me ask you a question, then. Let me ask you a question. You're gonna stand there and let somebody touch a member of your family, touch your wife, touch your daughter inappropriately? What are you going to do about it?
Oh boy! You see,
what are you going to do about it if somebody touches your family
not
inappropriately?
Shoot them dead on the spot.
That's what they deserve.
Pardon?
You're not actually going to touch. If somebody pats your child on the head, you're not going to pull out your gun and shoot.
No. Listen to me. Listen to the difference.
You sexually touch my child.
Yeah, I'm probably going to put a round right through your skull.
You're not going to call the police. You're going to shoot them on the spot.
But it's a communication of love. Don't you see? It's a communication. I'm talking about older generation now.
Sir, I don't want to argue with you on this. I understand what you're saying. There are a lot of people from the older generation that do not have an ill will in their heart. They've never thought anything bad about a child in their life. And it would shock them to their very core. And I believe you're one of them. to understand the evil that is in this world today, the prevalent sexual immorality and evil that runs free and amok.
Now, you're using that word evil. Spell that backwards. That means live. That's what we want to do, live.
Sir, you're not paying any attention to what I'm saying, so we're done. Bye-bye. Let's go to the next line. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is John.
John, what can we do for you?
Seth, I have to disagree with you.
Okay.
On that. He was talking just a little light tap by maybe somebody thought the baby or a child was cute.
That's right.
Of course, I agree with you. They touch him in a perverse way or a perverted way. I'd call the police. I wouldn't threaten with a gun, you know.
I would.
Come on. Don't play the tough guy role.
I'm not playing a tough guy. I'm not playing,
yeah,
sir.
You always do your
now,
pack.
Listen to me.
You're going to do this.
Then try it.
Then do something, okay?
Then try it and see how much I am kidding, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Try it. Have a nice day, jackass. You think I'm kidding around about the protection of my family? Try something. I freaking dare you. When it comes to protecting my family, I will put my life on the line, and I will take you out. Don't piss me off about that. Learn. You think I'm playing tough guy? Try it. I dare you. Dumbasses.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Do you have electrical experience?